055-111-1997. Love you to interact with us. We'll open the phone lines a little later. Okay, I'm talking a lot. The topic, right? That's what you're waiting for? Okay. Well, tonight we're talking about dating ethics. First of all, my name is Enima, and this is Strong and Sassy, and we'll be here till 8 o'clock. But dating ethics. So we're asking a question tonight. Will you date your friend's ex or your ex's friend? So that's the question. And I have in studio, it's always interesting because we go way back on the show, right? We go way back on the show. But Amma is joining us tonight. So Amma, these days, what are you doing? Because the last time you were here, you were a producer, a media mogul producer.
Not a mogul yet. Mogulette, but on the way.
That's a good one.
I'm on the way to becoming that. I'm still working, trying to, you know, get the bills paid and money for Soft life.
How is that going?
It's not been exactly easy, especially this year. You know,
it's been
the trouble we've all had with money, the economy. But we are hoping that we sail through. Yeah,
I'm sure we will. Well, thankfully, the year is almost over. So yes. 2025
came so fast.
Too fast.
Whoa.
But yeah, okay, so let's dive into the topic. Okay. So like I said, we would love for you to get interactive with us. So please go on Facebook. You can watch us and, you know, post your questions and your comments in there. We will open the phone lines later. And our text lines are open 055-111-1997. So let me ask you. Mm-hmm. So it's two parts, right? Your friend's ex and your ex's friend. So two different dynamics. Let's start with your friend's ex. Would you date one of your friend's exes? Or somebody that one of your friends has been with?
I have learned to never say never. Mm. I used to be quick to say never. But now I know better. So I don't say never. But I say I hope that doesn't happen. That I don't find myself in that situation. I'd rather that I don't go into the same circles that I've found reason to walk away from. Mm. So about dating an ex's friend, ideally, I don't want to find myself back
in that
circle.
Have you done it before?
I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't. And I hope I do not. But I don't know what the future holds. But in the future, if I should find myself there, it will be because I have found good enough reason to do so. And it wouldn't be because I want to get back at my ex. No. It wouldn't be because
you want to get back at your friend.
No, I'm saying that we're talking about my ex's friend, right? Me being with an ex's friend.
Your friend's ex. That's what we started with.
Well, no,
okay. Ex's friend. Okay.
Yeah. Let's say if I'm with an ex's friend or my friend's ex, either of that. I wouldn't be because I want to get back to them. It wouldn't be out because of revenge. No, I know better than to do something like that. This is about my life. It will be because I feel at that time that I've met somebody who's so good, great, and probably there isn't an option available. So I'm like, why not? Let's do this. We are only here once. Mm. So
you would?
I'd do it, yes.
So what if...
Under the circumstances I listed.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, would it matter to you how your ex felt about it?
So typically, for a long time, I've not been one to keep in touch with an ex.
Okay, so you're in the we don't talk to an ex club.
We are done. Like, if I meet you somewhere, hi. But I'm not going to be calling you.
How do you manage that? To go from being... with, you know, like you're with someone and this person's like you're everything and you're so close to nothing.
That's because I've learned to heal. That will be when I've finally healed. I have a process anyway. I don't keep the number in my mind. So when I delete it, no matter how much I'm itching to call you, I don't get to call you. I get to still hold back. Okay. Some more. So I don't disgrace myself.
Yeah.
Because you know, when it dawns on you that this, you're not coming back together, and you remember the times you had to crawl, grovel, cry and beg, that can make you feel smaller.
Yeah.
So I try to avoid that by, you know, when that is happening, you cut off the person. So it goes from a lot of anger, go through the entire grieving process, to finally accept it. And I tell myself, So in all my relationship, I think I've been awesome. I've been great. Yes. So I know that I
put your own question, you mark it, yes, and then you grade, and then
I know I haven't offended you. I've not cheated on you. I've not done anything bad.
I wish you could get your exes to call in to agree with that.
Yes, actually one called me some time ago apologizing.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
So if I'm working out, if you become an ex, honestly, you did it. It's okay. Your fault.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And that makes me justified to not want to talk to you again.
And also or to draw a line. Dating his friend.
No, like I said, I wouldn't want to find myself in that position. I've left there. I don't want to be in that circle anymore. But if that should happen in the future, it will be because I really feel like it needs to happen. That is the only instance under which I will allow it.
Allah. Do you... Does how close so your ex and his friend,
mm-hmm,
would it matter to you, or would it be a determining factor how close they are? Because he may be a very close friend, or he may be somebody who is like just, but you know,
even in relationships, you usually have a kind friend, okay, your ex's friend who's been nice, to you during, mm-hmm, the friendship, and so maybe that person, and then you guys meet later in and on a place where you didn't think you meet that person, that's the most familiar person, you would be nice to the person, you guys would start chatting maybe from there. That's what I'm probably thinking as a screenwriter right now, but that's how I'm seeing that it would happen naturally, and then you would say, you know what, I don't care that you are my ex's best friend or friend or anything, but ideally, I don't want to find myself in that situation. A few years ago, this would have been a flat-out no.
Okay.
Answer that I would give you. But as I grew, I realized that there are so many shades of gray between black and white.
Mm.
Yeah, so I'm no longer having a straightforward answer anymore. So
for things
in the future,
that.
I can always say, well, I never said
you,
never.
So this ex's friend, right, when, let's say, you meet them at some award ceremony or something, it's like, oh, hi.
An award
hi,
ceremony.
Emma, hi. Oh, it's been a long time. Oh, it's so good to see you. How are you? I'm good. Oh, have you seen my new series? Oh, yeah, I've been watching it. It's amazing. Oh, Charlie, you know, give me your number. You know, let's... Okay, so you give your number.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, moving forward, are you hesitant? Are you, like, diving in, you know, head first? Like, you know, you felt the vibe, you felt the energy, and it felt good. Or is he going to have to, you know, work for it? Like, really, really work to make it...
You know, it would be very easy for any woman to say, maybe to say, oh, no, I won't do it. But then I think if you are probably single to stupor...
What is single to stupor? You are single.
To help. You know, you feel like nothing has been happening. Nobody's seeing you for a while. You would probably act differently when you meet. Because, yeah, he's your ex's friend, but he's still a man. He's still a human being, you know? So when you see him and you see the person checking you out, and if he is actually a great guy, you might. So never say never, ladies. Don't say never. Ideally, don't find yourself in that position. Please, I keep... Don't pretend you've not heard that part.
You keep on stressing.
I do not want to find myself in that position at all. But like I said, life experiences so far in my short life has taught me to never say never.
So would you have a conversation with your ex?
Now I have learned to be more friendly.
No, I mean, if you were going to date his friend, would you call him?
It depends on how the relationship ends. That's why how the relationship ends will determine whether you should give them that courtesy call and, you know, be nice or not. Yeah. No, so see, imagine that you're a lady who's dated a guy who treated her really horribly, because some people have very horror stories. Okay, and then this friend who was always there holding your hands, indirectly telling you, girl, get out, leave this guy. You know, there are people like that. They won't say it out like blatantly, but then they give you that, look, this is not healthy, you need to leave. And then later this person comes into the picture, you see an opportunity to love and be loved, Are you going to turn it down because of the person who put you through the valley of the shadow of death?
Wow, that's what we're calling it now.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to call that person, you know? Though you should also question why
the shadow of death.
Yeah. Though you should question.
So dramatic. So dramatic.
No, but anymore, you know, but you should also question why this person, this new love interest, is even friends with such a horrible person. To start with, I always say that men should really keep their fellow men, their friends, accountable. You have a lot of men who are responsible towards their family, their wife, their children, and they still have friends who know that they are irresponsible. Why are you friends with somebody like that? You know, we don't judge, but I think that you should judge people by the company they are keeping to an extent. You know, you cannot cut away everybody. I have friends who live a certain lifestyle that I don't live. I don't subscribe to that. But then when you are counting maybe my closest friend, they might not be in there. But then there are people that they are not acquaintances. They are more than acquaintances too. But if you're close to me, you would know that, okay, there are different hierarchies amongst the friendship. So if a horrible person like this has this friend and you want to date him, you shouldn't really think of yourself as so special. Because he could be that same. Yeah, he could be like that too. Yeah.
I guess. I mean, that's interesting. I wonder what you think if you're listening to us. WhatsApp lines are open. 055-11-11997. And the question is, would you date your ex's friend or would you date your friend's ex? So I'm thinking, I'm like looking back in my life and thinking, if there was any friend of any of my exes that I could have dated. And funnily enough, I don't think so.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, funnily enough, I don't. I mean, not because there's anything wrong with them, but I think there's
I'm nobody's ex anyway.
Wow, Amma, okay. I'm even tired.
So there's nobody.
Can I make I think that there's a certain association of memories, you know, with your ex and his friend. Mm-hmm. So in a way, you know, I feel like, okay, if this person is now your current person, there's a part of them that will remind you of your ex. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you think?
I agree. You would, especially if they happen to still be friends.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, even when they're not friends, ask yourself, men have been known to be quite jealous. How is he going to feel? Would he always remind you of that time that your ex told him something about you? Is he going to be looking at you through the lens that your ex saw you through?
Exactly.
And told him the things your ex told him? So these are all factors you have to consider before you agree to be with that person. And ideally, the only time you should accept a deal like that would be because you feel like really there's nothing else to stoop on.
STS. that's the new phrase.
So unless you really feel like there's nobody and there's no, and this person is being nice, at least for the moment, then you would want to consider it. Yeah. Otherwise, see,
there's really no reason.
If there are other fishes out there, go and try it. Go and try the other people before you come here.
Well, what about just love? What if like maybe it was, let's say you were with your boyfriend, right? Mm-hmm. And you met his friend. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it was love at first sight.
Hey.
You know, but you've kept it. You've kept it. You know, you and your boyfriend are broken up. It's 3 or 4 years later. You meet this guy again. And it's just love. Like, it's just... Anyway, I mean, your ex didn't really do anything bad, but, you know, it's like the vibe wasn't there, so it fizzled out. But you know you're in love with this person. And you know that this person, like, how do you handle that?
Well, you know, we all have a type. So if you're dating your type and your type's friends are not that type, how did you really go and catch feelings?
But I don't know if we all have a type that we don't deviate from.
No, we deviate after our type has disappointed us several times. Then we give up and we are like, you know what? I'm bundled up my type and I've thrown. But do we really entirely give up on our type? Or we just decide that the type is not serving me. And when you move on with the not your type, don't you always when your type comes in the future again.
When we talk about your type, is it looks? Is it personality?
It's both.
It's
both. It's personality, it's look, it's status, it's everything.
Yeah, but so many people have ended up with people who they've said, you know, this person is not my type, but in the end, they were just...
Or they're choosing peace of mind.
I mean...
It's safe.
We choose.
At least I don't have to sleep in the middle of the night and wonder where is he and what is he doing.
So your type is person who is out in the middle of the night?
No, maybe.
No, I'm saying...
You know how they always say that women like bad boys? And, you know, so imagine to be with the neck, you see. You're like, look, I'm tired. Because you realize
the
that...
stress.
The anxiety disorder you've developed from dating your type. You tell yourself, I'm not going to do that anymore. Let me go for the one that keeps my chemicals balanced.
Balanced, yes.
All your emotions are... But you're fine. You're good. You are healthy. But you're like, but my type would have done this. You know, I could have done that. I think you would still go back. So far,
I'm listening. We are interested.
I'm dating my type, so I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your type? Do you want to share with us what your type? Oh, just share with us small.
My type is a good man. A good man. Hardworking, kind-hearted. Yeah.
Bad
for
boy.
Real. No, I'm not doing bad boy. I've always been a very safe person. I'm always been security oriented. So I don't like anybody that would shake my... I my risks are always very calculated before I take it, so I don't do that bad boy thing. No, you can't put me in that kind of trouble.
I think that for most women, when you're healed, you run away from the bad boy, because most of what we term bad boy is really just somebody who's toxic and just brings the drama.
Yes.
You know, and that's very... You get to a certain point in life and, like, that's just not what you're looking for anymore. Like you said, the anxiety disorders, the depression, the highs and lows.
They can even put your life at risk.
The pH imbalances. Like, so many things, you know, and it's just not worth it. So
it'll put your life at risk and all. So like I was saying, when you meet that person and he's now... you're claiming that you meet him and love at first sight, there's butterflies in your tummy. I used to debate with people who would say love is a decision or feeling, and I'm like, no, love is a feeling and all. But now I'm like, love is both a feeling and a decision.
I think it starts off as a feeling.
Yes. And then
and
it
then
becomes
you decide to
that you decide that it. I've made this choice and I'm sticking with it. I used to ask people who are married, from friends to older people, I'm like, so when you see this person, are you not worried when you choose now? What if later you meet a better one? What would you do? Yeah, when I was younger, I used to wonder, I'm like, hey. So, but then you meet somebody, then you mature more and you realize that, oh, you can actually get to the point where it's like you've decided. You know that you can cut off everybody else. They could have more money. They could be... more handsome, more whatever, but you've made the decision
because
here.
The thing is that there's always somebody who has something that somebody doesn't have.
Yeah.
So at which point do you say that, you know, this is the person I've chosen, I'm just going to stick
with it? I think when you guys form a connection.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, I mean, obviously, at some point, you have to accept that.
This is the person you have to be ready. And that's why I realize, I think it's a phase you also have to get to with growth. If you give it time, you get to that point where you are ready to settle down. Not when this settle down I'm referring to is not the kind where you're like, I'm not getting what I want, so I'll just choose whatever is available. No, I'm saying that you found one which you like and you're not afraid that what you have is might not be enough in the future. No, you found it and you're like, I'm making do with this because it's what I like at this moment. There are other choices available.
Okay.
You're making that decision at the time where other people are still asking for you and you're like, nah, I like this.
I like
and
this
I want
person.
This.
Yeah.
When you're at that point, you would be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you get there with time.
Yeah, I know, I agree. So, I mean, so far we've discussed dating your ex's friend, right? So now let's talk about dating your friend's ex.
Something would have to give. I don't think I would be friends with somebody who dates my ex.
Really?
No. I'll be cool. She won't be my enemy. Maybe in the beginning, I'll be upset. I'm being sincere here. I'll be very hurt in the beginning. And then when I accept it, that, okay, this is a choice you've made. Okay, go ahead. I will go through the faces. I'll ask myself, did you always like him even when we're together? Yes, I'm being truthful here. Though I would say that doesn't mean that the person liked your boyfriend when you guys were still together. I would go through all that phase and then come to accept it. But I know our friendship would not be the same again.
Mm.
Yeah, you are now with somebody that I used to share something with. And it's very, you need to think about how hard it is for somebody to date your ex in a time where a lot of relationships are very intimate, sexually intimate.
Yeah.
So are you okay with your friend being with somebody where, me, I'm not too. No, I'm not. I can't share like that.
But they're not yours anymore.
Yeah, but we've done something before. And so now you're going to, some people even do it to siblings, where your sister's ex and you are now marrying the person. Yes. No, there'll be distance between us. I don't hate you. I finally accepted that this is a choice you've made.
Wow.
You can go on and live your life. I won't stop you guys from being together. The same, like I said, never. So if I happen to be with my ex's friend too, I would accept and I would expect that the friendship the two of them have will not be the same anymore. So the same way my girlfriend too, I don't think our friendship will be the same. If my friend dates my ex or I date my friend's ex, I already would have in mind that our friendship will fizzle out. Something will change. That already happens and exes are not involved, you know. It can happen because we've moved somewhere, our choices are different, we're doing new things, or even just we've not spoken for some time. Somebody's like, you didn't call me at this time, and then it fizzles out over time.
Okay.
And there are no exes involved. So imagine that there's a whole ex involved.
Yeah,
I would expect that the friendship would have to be given up.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be going to your messages and we'll be opening the phone lines. And we'll also continue on this, you know, my friend's ex dynamic, because it's quite interesting. So don't go anywhere. My name is Enima Enimado, and I'm here with Ama Abulode for now.
Yes, for now.
Yeah, I mean, it could change.
I would have to add his name to mine because I'm still keeping my name.
Yo, we hear you. I see. That should be like another conversation one of these days. Yes. Would you change your name? Would you take your partner's name? So before the break, we were talking about whether you would date your friend's ex and the dynamics that have to do with that. But let me go through some of our messages and open the phone lines, and then we can have the conversation in between. So, okay, phone lines are open 0302-216-541, 0302-216-541. And the question is, will you date your ex's friend or would you date your friend's ex? And if you have, I'd like to hear your experience of how you navigated the friendship or how you navigated the conversations with your ex or whatever drama ensued. So call us 0302-216-541. Okay, so messages. Amma, this one says, I did not only date my friend's ex. I went ahead to marry her. Well, it happened that my ex passed on and my wife passed on. So we ended up getting married. So there is no ambiguity or foreplay, even if you verify it with VAR, it's legit. Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear about your loss and grateful.
But usually, even in such losses, people are still judged, you know?
Yeah, of course, people are judged. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
This popular Nigerian actress, Ireti Doyle, she married her friend's husband after the friend died. Mm. Until they're divorced, though, but that was after 20 years. And people still call her out on that.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
For marrying her friend's husband when her friend died.
Yeah.
I don't know how I would feel about somebody anyways. I get why it's a difficult. It's difficult.
But you know what they say about grief? When people are grieving together.
I mean, of course, yeah, grief brings people together.
Mm-hmm. Just tell yourself that nobody's getting out alive.
So, okay. My name is Four Legs. Ex and best friend dating. Yes, it's not funny, but why must you care so much? How about emphasizing on him or her being an ex? Love is messy, and this isn't going to be the easiest situation to live with, but we grow and mature. You only have one life to live. So if this ex makes your friend happy and vice versa, just let them be happy. Okay. Honorable Samuel Dancer says, I will do that on one condition, if only my friend is married to another person. So, okay, you'll get with your friend's ex if your friend is in another relationship and I'm like, you know, they are happy. Okay, wow, Vincent, we're not talking, like, sometimes people can be so off topic, it's amazing. Vincent said his dating ethics is that he doesn't date broke women. Like, completely off topic, Vincent. Completely.
Oh my God, Vincent, what do you need her money for? Aren't you supposed to be the provider? Wow. Don't worry. I believe in women making their own money too. But I'm just saying.
This one says, anymore, I lost my partner, and the friend came along, and we've been going out for 6 years now, and we are cool. Fair enough. I mean, fair enough. You know, it's definitely a difficult situation. I'd love if you could call and, you know, kind of tell us how the dynamics are, how your friends, your mutual friends, you know, deal with it and all of that. So if you can, we would really appreciate it if you could call 0302-216-541. So interesting, right?
Yeah, but is it really betrayal when you've moved on, you've also gone to live a completely different life, and your friend is dating your ex? Should we care that much?
I mean, I really won't mind if a friend of mine is dating my ex, as long as whilst we were in the relationship,
there was nothing going on. She was not trying to be,
you know. I mean, then I would be really angry. Because then that's just not right.
Again, like I said earlier, as I grow, I become more open-minded.
But the thing is that the truth is that if your friend is dating your ex, you will always question whether, like, she had a thing for him when you guys were together.
But once we are not together, it's like you didn't step in whilst we were together. I don't have any evidence to support that. I've trained my mind. I think with how open my mind is right now, I hope so. That I will remember
to
not make a big deal out of it. But like I said, the friendship would definitely be affected.
So Nana is on the phone lines. Let's talk to Nana. Hi, Nana.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, good evening. So what's up? What do you think?
Well, I think it depends on the relationship. For example, if you are a kid and your spouse, let's say the wife has passed on, and are cool with their friend, and it wouldn't take much effort for them to acquaint with her.
Mm.
And man can equally drive with her and all that. I think with time, since they are not related, nothing wrong with it.
Because
that's another angle you should look at it. If, for the sake of the kids, you guys are able to drive together properly, the kids are happy, they are easily able to mix up, I think that's fine. There's no issue with that.
Yeah.
After all, they are not related.
Yeah. Okay. I get that. Thank you, Nana, for calling us.
Thank you.
I mean, totally legit, right? Mm-hmm. And I mean, I've thought about it. You know, like when you come out of a marriage or something and your partner is going to marry someone else, it's nice if you know the person. It's actually comforting if you know this person and you know that they're good and they're kind.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're going to play a role in your children's life. So, like, it's, you know, especially when you've moved on and there's no bitterness. You know, then you can actually be friends, because sometimes, you know, you move on and it really doesn't matter anymore.
I think the pain initially is what makes it harder.
Mm.
You know, the initial pain the shock that there's a new person in their life.
In their life.
But if you've also moved on and you are happily
but why
there,
why should the condition be that because you have moved on, so now they can move?
I mean, that is so that first. It just makes it easier on you. But ideally, like you said, it shouldn't be the condition. So just work on your mind. You see, right now, every time I work on my, I prepare my mind more not to be shocked by a lot of things.
Right. Okay. Well, we have KM on the line. Hi.
My problem is this. Excuse me, say for there is an instance where you don't know whether your ex knows about your friend and the vice versa. So if, for example, your ex doesn't know that you have a friend, maybe you were not living in the same environment, no vicinity, and you met this person. Then later on, the person gets to know that, oh, you are my ex's friend. What of that also?
Okay.
Yeah.
Please get me clearly.
Yes.
Yes, because there will be an instance where, for example, if I have an ex, I have located from wherever I was, that my ex doesn't know that, or I don't know that this is your friend. And maybe we get together, we cohabiting, or we are okay, and those kind of things.
Okay.
Yes, that's my bit. I want to know what you think about it too.
Why? Is that like, is this a real story?
No, you know, that's something that could happen to me.
It's a story.
So that's what's happening to you now.
It's a real story because the problem is, the ex has been so many years, over 10 years, 20 years. Then we meet somebody, then not knowing you was a friend to your ex.
I think you didn't know and there's no entanglements, I think it's fine. No, I mean, you should enjoy your life. Life is short. I mean, that's what I think. If you can deal with, you know, maybe the drama.
So the problem is, if that ex gets to know that this is the issue.
But they are an ex, so why does it matter? They are an ex, or are they like very? Are you still very close? Are you?
No, the friends are still close.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but the ex doesn't know that they are so close until they got to know.
Hey, awesome! I think you should take it up to the Lord in prayer. Some of these things, yeah, it's very hectic. But thank you for calling us.
Thank you so much for calling us.
All right, we have Nana Kwesi on the line. Let's talk to Nana Kwesi. Nana Kwesi.
Yay.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
I'm alive. Can't complain.
Okay, I know, right? So, what do you think?
I think we worry too much about things that are not important. So me, my friend married my ex, and then they are still married.
Okay.
See, growth makes you see things differently. You see, the sister in the sister who say she will never say never.
Mm-hmm.
That's what growth does to you. It makes you look at things from different perspectives. See, you don't just choose people. And anytime this ex matter comes up, we always look at it from, oh, after all this person did to your friend, what if it's your friend who did this person wrong?
Mm.
What about that one? This person didn't do anything, but your friend did this person wrong, and they broke up. How about that? Because it's not always the case that your friend is the innocent one. No. You see, I think you shouldn't worry too much about some of these things.
Mm.
You see, the people that we love, you know, that feeling, you don't control it. You don't have control over that. As to whether you are going to embrace and act on it, that is where you come in. That is what you decide on. So, what if you are even the reason, you are the one that this person has to be with and to meet your friend? Or your friend, that is your friend's partner, but he has to come through you.
Yeah.
Some of these things, we don't even know. So, I would just say that, look, let's not make big deals out of some of these things. If you've been with someone and it didn't work out, and later in life, they happen to be with someone who is your friend. Charlie?
just let it go,
them.
Right?
Just let them be and just focus on your life too. Because at the end of the day, on your mommy back and on your papa back. You understand?
Yeah.
Just let them be and just focus on yourself. Focus on your happiness. Because if you want to cry about this, and hey, did this to me, and hey, did that to me. What you see, what my friend, you know how the relationship between me and my friend and this lady started? Mm-hmm. I was with the lady. So there was a time that my friend was like, Charlie, I need to tell you something. I said, shoot. And she just said, look, your lady has been moving to me. She said she wants us to go out.
Hey.
Yeah. And we were still together.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, what do you think? And I just said, look, just get to know this person. If you think it can work out, just try it.
Hey.
Let's see what. No. My name was C. That's what I'm saying. Growth makes you see things differently.
Mm.
I can't just wake up and say, I want to be with the lady, and it happens. The lady has to also want to be with me, right?
Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
That is how a relationship happens. So if I'm with this person, so what? So my friend says, and I'm going to fight it, I'm going to say she's done what? Yes, I got hurt, I was disappointed here and there. But life goes on. Now we are cool, Charlie. Obi abone bro, we are happy, we are making money, and now we are doing it. And can you imagine I'll be worried right now? That's my friend. And it's not just any friend, that's my buddy.
Wow.
You see? So some of these things.
I mean, I think, do you feel like because he actually came to you and had like an honest conversation with you?
Oh, see, if they have hidden it and I should find out, oh my God.
It would have been,
I would have really been broken. Because this is someone that I watch his back, he watched my back. So when he was able to, it wasn't easy, because when the conversation about, I need to tell you something, it wasn't just like that. He kept saying it wasn't coming until I was like, Charlie, just feel free and tell me what you have to tell me, and let's see.
Yeah.
Is it that bad? And he just let it. I was okay, you let it. And he just let it. I said, look, do what you have to do. And we are here today. I'm not saying everybody should be like me, but I'm saying you might not like the idea. But if they are happy together, just count your losses and let them be.
And move on and I guess pray that the universe
exactly.
will give you. Yeah.
And clear this thing from your mind and focus on your own happiness, own peace of mind. Life is too short for you to be worrying about somebody. You see, they'll be enjoying and you are here worried.
I know.
Can you imagine? What sense is in that?
I know. Thank you so much for calling us. Let's go to Barbara. Barbara is on the line. Hello, Barbara.
Hi, Nimo. Good evening.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
Very well, yourself?
I'm good, thank you. So what do you think?
Personally, I think I've been in the same situation.
Hey, you think you've been or you've
friend,
been?
A female friend.
Okay.
Actually introduced me to her ex.
Okay.
So this friend is married now.
Okay.
And then I was there one day and then she just called me. She actually texted me on WhatsApp that.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara, I have a husband for you.
Oh.
Yeah, so she was like, you know that's my ex-boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
She mentioned his name. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, for me, I'm okay. The guy is fine. Like, now he's doing well.
Mm.
And you are my friend. I wouldn't want him to go elsewhere.
Okay, let's keep it in the family. Wow.
Yes. So she was like, this guy is also interested in you. So I asked him, like a couple of friends, and I asked her, why is the guy choosing me?
Mm.
And he was like, I posted our pictures and then he saw you in particular and he's interested in you.
Okay.
So I think you should go for it. And for me, I'm okay with it. I was like, really?
Wow. No, but I love that. I mean, it's obviously she's friends with him. They have a good relationship, even for him to say, you know, this your friend. So that's I love that for you. So how's the relationship going?
At the moment, we are still working things out, and we are just hoping for the best.
Well, we're hoping for the best for you, too.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for calling us.
You're welcome.
All right, Barbara, thank you. I think that's it for... phone lines because we're out of time. Grace says, I'm not interested in any of my friend's ex-partners or my partner's ex. They are not my type.
You see, the type thing.
I mean, maybe she's just saying the fact that you've dated my friend or something just means that I'm not yours. I mean, not necessarily.
Or maybe too, when she looks at a group of friends, the people they've dated...
I'm just not, you know,
because you know, you can look back and be like, nah, these people were not correct people, we shouldn't have been with them, you know. But like, the last caller Barbara shared, that's obviously a friend who has moved on and is still good friends with this guy who's a good guy to her. Now, but that makes me also question the level of intimacy emotionally and physically that was between them for them to still stay as close friends as they have. I don't know how people do that. Maybe it also makes me ask myself, is there a lot of love that exists even after people have broken up and moved on? That's why you're still holding on to this person. Because if the love is gone.
But you see, love changes. And sometimes the fact that the romantic love didn't work doesn't mean that we can't be friends necessarily. The shadiness that comes with being friends with your ex is when there are still feelings there, you people are hiding to do things. But sometimes you just generally, so for example, my ex-husband, right, I genuinely love him so much. I have always hoped for him, you know, to have the best possible life. After, he's my friend, I care about him. If he's sick, like if something happened to him, I would be. I mean, even if not, he was my friend for a really long time, you know. And we've gotten past the phase where things were difficult because time heals.
Yeah.
And so if somebody like him, I mean, he's married now, but if somebody like him came to me and said, "Oh, yo, Charlie, this your friend," I would be like, "Hey, yes, I will look for the best one, you know, for you." And I would love that for him. So it's not always that, you know, just because somebody's your ex, so there must be bad blood or it must be, you know, their enemy. I always say that there was something in them that you loved. So even though the relationship didn't work, it doesn't mean that. It's dicey. It's not black and white.
Yes.
And it's not for everybody because there are some exes that are
that you have to cut them off. You need to because run. If you change your number,
they
you need to move to another state.
Ruin your marriage.
If you can afford it, do a plastic surgery so you look different, so they don't recognize you.
Okay, on that note, thank you so much for
I had to get you there. Any more, please, and hold on. I've got a good friend of mine. She's listening, Auntie Jane, and she's bereaved.
Oh.
And please, yeah, you said the actual. Oh, Auntie Jane, my love to you and Martha and the entire family. Be comforted. You know I love you now and always. And Danielle, my Facebook friend, who's also listening. Thank you, guys.
Please, have you finished?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, and every loved one who tuned in because I asked you to.
And your fans and your...
My fans, my foes, everyone.
Wow, thank you for taking time out of your very busy life.
Ex, current, everyone.
Let us not talk about the number of times you've gotten in trouble.
In trouble on this show.
Anyway, on that note, before Amma gets herself into any further trouble, thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you to the team, Crispy and Ziggy, who I met for the first time today. And Mirabelle, who is missing in action. She's here.
She made it.
Aww. Okay, my favorite producer. Coming up next is the news, and then Kofi Hayford is here with the Overdrive. My name is Enima Enimado. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back next week to have another interesting conversation. Stay safe out there. And